9/28/22. So good to be back in the chair from Idaho. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. These are real issues. People are out here dying. Kids are out here dying. Patriots are out here being persecuted.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, September 28th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, on January 16th of last year at 1 a.m., Alfredo Luna and his family were woken by armed troopers assaulting their home. Armed FBI and SWAT were there putting a dozen red dots onto Alfredo's head. One false move, one accidental trip, and he would have been blasted to pieces. Alfredo and his family got yanked from their home at gunpoint, except that their two-month-old baby was left inside the home, temporarily abandoned. The justification of all of this was the January 6th incident at the Capitol. But just one problem. Alfredo wasn't at the Capitol on January 6th. No, he wasn't even in D.C. He was at work, doing his job like any respectable American. Alfredo Luna is a Marine Corps combat veteran and an experienced police officer. He's not some Antifa bum with the free time to travel across the country lighting crap on fire. No, the reason that an army of federal agents assaulted Alfredo's home is that they decided that his Twitter account was potentially violent. Now, of course, these tweets were so nonviolent that even left-wing Twitter had never censored his account. Needless to say, all of the tweets were perfectly legal. But the criminal Gestapo, the FBI, the regime's secret police, used them as an excuse to assault Alfredo's home and hunt for some excuse to put him in prison. They used California's unconstitutional red flag gun laws to tear up his entire house, even his children's rooms. They confiscated all of his guns, all of his electronics. They tried to interrogate him even after he demanded a lawyer, peppering him with questions about his politics and who he voted for. Afterwards, they accused him of owning an illegal AR-15, so after an illegal and unjustified raid on his house based entirely on Alfredo exercising his constitutional rights, they're trying to trample more of Alfredo's rights and ship him off to prison. This isn't complicated, okay? Alfredo is being targeted for political persecution, and they want to make him a political prisoner for the crime of opposing the deep state and defending our constitutional rights. We have a link at StuPeters.com as well as on Rumble below the broadcast video to Alfredo's legal defense fund on GiveSendGo. Please support him if you are so able. Alfredo Luna joins us now. Alfredo, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me, and God bless your audience. I appreciate it, Stu.
God bless you. How corrupt is the FBI?
Beyond measure. It at this point, it can't be fixed, Stu. With everything that has gone on, the good ones have already become whistleblowers. Anybody that works for the FBI and can see what's happening and taking place right now and not do nothing about it, it's not fixable at this point.
What were you told by these guys? Just following orders?
Well, they painted the picture, like any other American, that I was an extremist, that I wanted to take down this government, that, and ultimately I wanted to disrupt the inauguration. Even though, like you said, I tweeted the opposite, telling people not to do these things. They wanted to know who I voted for. I said Trump. They wanted to know who I registered with. I said Republican. And at the end of the interview, what they told me is, hey, listen, because I asked them, do you want me to get rid of my social media? And they said, no. You seem like a good guy. This is just your chance to take the off ramp. Stop tweeting against the government. So that's what they want, is control.
Stop tweeting against the government and you may be able to avoid prison. Are they trying to send you to prison for this?
They are.
So what is the actual crime that you are suspected of?
So the actual crime they charged me with is California Penal Code 30605, which is possession of an assault rifle. It's a rifle I used for about 10 years in law enforcement that my old agency has paperwork on. The Department of Justice has paperwork on. We have paperwork on. But because we haven't been able to see the police report, we don't even know what angle they're coming at. We do not understand how they're able to obtain this charge with all of us having this kind of paperwork.
You're a cop. You're a Marine Corps combat veteran. Do you have an assault rifle?
No, I don't. No, there's no such thing as an assault.
There's rifle. No such thing as an assault rifle because they look like an AR-15 looks like an M16 or some fully automatic platform that's issued to military personnel for actual wartime use. This is what the left uses to convince people who don't know a damn thing about guns that we have assault weapons or assault rifles in this country. We don't. And this is when you have these milquetoast beta male crying about gun rights all the time. My God, the guns! No, there are no assault rifles in this country. So this is an excuse to throw you in prison. They told you to be quiet. They asked you who you voted for. They asked you who you were registered with. This is 100% about targeting political opponents. What needs to happen to the FBI?
It needs to be completely disbanded. 100%. Like I said, you can't fix it. And here's the other thing. We don't need the FBI. I've worked on task force agencies where we had FBI agents. All the FBI does is bring the deep pockets of the government. The reason they have local law enforcement on their team is for jurisdiction, one. And two, we're the ones with the information. We're the ones with the intel.
And with the skills. You ever seen an FBI agent at a gun range? I run the other direction.
100%. You could accomplish everything that the FBI is doing right now without the corruption by just having joint municipalities, joint sheriff's departments.
And you wouldn't have any of the corruption.
And you wouldn't have the corruption.
So do you agree with the sentiment that this is the secret police of the illegitimately installed regime?
It is. It 100% is, Stu. And I know a lot of people want to say, well, that's extreme. No, it's not. Compare it to history. What's the difference? It's happening to us, to Americans. They're using red flag. Every state that has a red flag law, Stu, the citizens of that state need to be absolutely terrified because my particular case, and I work law enforcement 14 years, they use red flag laws to circumvent the Fourth Amendment. And what I mean by that is, and this is from a judge, that even though the criminal probable cause, that burden wasn't reached, the fact, what they did was they get the red flag law warrant, the gun violence protective order first. So this way, if the warrant they have doesn't meet that threshold for probable cause, the judge will still grant it because there's a gun violence protective order on file. So essentially, you can have any anonymous party call anywhere across the country, make some allegation against you, and the police can come into your home and search for a crime.
When you were a cop, did you have to do any of this? And did it ever prick your conscience?
I did search. I was in California. I'm still considered a court expert witness. I wrote search warrants, but I have a clean conscience. I never danced in that gray area. And when I was asked to by a chief and I didn't, that ultimately led to my termination, and that chief ended up getting terminated later.
Why did you even talk to the feds?
Well, they pretty much held my family hostage against me, Stu. I'm in my backyard. I'm trying to look through the rear slider and I'm like, hey, can I go in there? And they wouldn't let me.
Yeah, because the advice is always don't even say a damn thing. Don't even open your mouth. Don't talk to the feds. But they make it impossible for you to just shut up, don't they?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This is what I'll tell everybody. If law enforcement shows up to your door, the only word out of your mouth should be lawyer. That's it. Don't say anything, because even when you have nothing to hide, even when you did nothing wrong, they will twist and manipulate whatever you say to feed their narrative.
They'll plant evidence. They'll use Photoshop and produce fake photos of a crime scene like they just did to President Trump, the guy who has more sway over more people than possibly any man to ever walk the face of the planet other than Jesus Christ. It's absolute insanity what they're doing to you. You have a Give, Send, Go. Where can people find it other than at StuPeters.com and below the Rumble broadcast?
Yeah, it's GiveSendGo.com/DefendPatriotLuna.
Defend Patriot Luna, which is exactly what people need to do, is be defending themselves against this regime. And you know what? You say that the Gestapo, the FBI, the secret police of the regime needs to be disbanded altogether. It needs to be torn down. There needs to be a complete rethink. Just do away with it. We don't need them. I think that's great. I agree with that 100%. And I think you have to take it one step further. The next president of this country who has any balls at all should not only disband them, but they should arrest its agents. This is a crooked and corrupt armed enforcement division for a fake installed corporate government crime syndicate, an illegitimate totalitarian regime, period. That's what it is. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes.
We expose a lot of things on this program. Never imagined dog food would be one of them. But yep, there is one dangerous food that you have to stop feeding your dog immediately. It can harm your dog. It's the number one worst food that you can give it. But yet still, all these dog food manufacturers include this ingredient in their dog foods. They consume it on a daily basis. It's called meat meal. You ever heard of it? This is made up of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps. You don't want to feed that to anybody, but sadly, it turns out many of these dog foods, even the ones labeled healthy, contain this mysterious meat meal. So yeah, go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dr. Marty, this world-renowned veterinarian, decided to make his own dog food to combat against these harmful issues. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. P.S. If your dog has been feeling tired or not having the energy that it used to, this number one ingredient, meat meal, is probably the reason. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. All right, my good friends over at Gold Co. want to give you $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account for doing what? Protecting yourself against the financial reset that's inevitable. When they crash the electronic banking system, it's not going to just be your savings account. No, it's going to be your IRA, your 401k, your investment accounts, anywhere that you have saved for your retirement. Gone. Zero. Invest in gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Hyperinflation, criminal tax hikes, the recession, protect yourself. Call Gold Co. They've already helped thousands of Americans to protect their savings from this government theft. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. You know, from its beginning, this program has always existed for you. For the people who are censored off of Instagram and shadow banned and blocked by Facebook and permanently kicked off Twitter. For the people who are ignored by the mainstream press, even by these so-called fake conservative publications. We exist to give a voice to ordinary people, people who are seeing the disastrous impact of our tyrannical government and its suicidal policies every single day. The people that have been hurt or killed by vaccine mandates. The people who have been terrorized and separated from their families by overreaching tyrannical communist draconian lockdowns. Families and children who have been victimized and trafficked and raped by CPS. And by the demonic forces of our public school systems. These damages aren't in the abstract. They aren't some cheap plot point on some television show or an empty talking point for some campaign ad. No, these issues are real. And when our policies are misguided or more likely downright evil, they have real victims. That's why we exist. That's why we try to talk to as many people as we can who are being directly hurt by what this corporate government crime syndicate is doing. We need to give those people a voice. And we need to show that these issues are real. And that they're pressing. And that if we don't take immediate action right now, more people will be getting hurt or killed every day. But it's a painful process. And today is a particularly painful one. Ernest Ramirez is a father. A father who lost his 16-year-old son 5 days after his son received the Pfizer shot. The only explanation that Ramirez ever received for his son's sudden death was an enlarged heart. The exact kind of ailment that we have seen and reported on that has been caused over and over and over again by these shots. According to the autopsy, his son Ernesto's heart was double a heart's normal size. I was in Idaho recently giving testimony before lawmakers. Ernest spoke at that event about what happened to his family, about how his son was murdered by Big Pharma. Take a look.
Junior was he changed my life the day he was born. He was my he wasn't just my son. He was my best friend. He loved baseball. I taught him how to love God, how to love his country. When this COVID hit, naturally, we did everything that we were told to do. I took the Moderna, to prevent bringing COVID home to my son. And then Pfizer turned around and said it was safe for teenagers. And naturally, my son told me, yes, Dad, you know, let's go get it. And every day was a normal day. He had no side effects, no nothing. You know, I wake up in the morning, wake him up, give him a hug and a kiss. I would go to work. In the afternoons, he'd come running out, and I'd give him a hug and a kiss again. So after he got that first dose, I had my neighbor, Junior's best friend's mother, ask if she could take the boys out to eat and play basketball. They got off the truck, and they ran to the court, and he collapsed. By the time she called me, she was hysterical, and I didn't want to believe it because that's my baby. You know, he was protected, supposedly. I got there. They were loading him up on the ambulance. They wouldn't let me ride with him. When I got to the hospital, they still were working on him. The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead. You can go home now. I didn't want to leave my son there. That's all I had. I had to go home to an empty house.
It took a demonic amount of evil for this to ever happen. We have always known from the very beginning that whatever COVID is, it poses zero danger to people under 18. It literally might as well not even exist. There was zero reason to ever require these shots for children, even if they did work. The only reason this jab was ever pushed onto kids was from ideological fanaticism. COVID panic is a religion. And like Moloch, 3,000 years ago, this religion requires the ritual sacrifice of children. After losing his son, Ernest tried to raise awareness so he could warn other parents and save them from this same tragedy. But his GoFundMe was taken down for, quote, prohibited conduct, aka prohibited knowledge. But Ernest and his story will never be prohibited on this program, and he joins us now. Ernest, thank you so much for coming.
Good to see you finally in person, sir. Really appreciate everything you do.
Where are all of our so-called elected representatives? Why are they not talking about Ernesto and the millions of other kids that will ultimately end up in early graves as a result of this bioweapon euthanasia injection?
Behind closed doors, they say they support and they want to help. But out in public, they just hide. They deny everything. They don't want to step up. They're not men. Because like I've always said, all our men need to grow a pair and start standing up for all these children. I mean, like I said, I don't have to do this. This is not anything I planned. I mean, I could stay here and let the world continue fighting this stuff on their own. But you know, like I said, I always taught my son to be a man. And I know I need to do this too, because he would expect me to stand up. He knows my heart. So I need more men to stand up with me. I mean, they don't have to have children. I mean, because like I said hundreds of times, if I see a child in danger, I'm going to jump in and stand in front of that child to protect that child. It doesn't have to be my own. That's me being a man. Me being human, me trying to be a man of God, because I know that is what God expects us to do, protect one another. So that's why I'm in this fight. I don't know why our elected officials are not doing that. They lost God. They're trying to kill God. They're trying to get him out of D.C. They're trying to get him out of our school. They're trying to keep him away from our children so our children won't grow up to be good people. So I don't know why they're not standing up. I mean, we elected them for our best interests, and they're not doing that. They don't care about our lives. All they're worried about is making money. And that's at the cost of our children's lives.
I'd like to see how many of these people, so-called elected representatives, have shareholder stock interest in Pfizer and Moderna and Gilead. I bet it would not surprise you to learn that the majority of them do have it. What can the average person do? What do you think people should be out here doing in the streets every day to prohibit this thing, to bring awareness to this, to expose the real dangers behind these shots?
Well, it takes everyone. It takes a village to raise children, like they say. So everyone needs to stand up. You hear some information, you don't have to take my word for it. I have no reason to lie, though. spread it. Tell it to your friends. Start gathering. Start gathering together and start going to our capitals. Each and every person, we should choose a day where we should attack all these, not attack, I'm sorry. We should all stand up at all our capitals and try to get our voices heard, because we need to bond together. I mean, they're not going to stop doing what they're doing until everyone is heard.
They're not going to stop until they're stopped. As a nation,
we as a nation need to stand up and make noise, loud enough noise, so we can bring attention. That way actual media will see us and say, hey, you know, something's going on here. Because right now it's just one person over here, one over there, and that they can muffle up. But us as a nation, if we stand up and all yell the same thing, you know, stop this, leave our people alone, then we'll have to get attention that way, no matter what you say. You know, like I said, we have to do it. I mean, how else? I'm just one person. You're one person. You're yelling on one side, I'm yelling over here too. And they're just pushing us aside because we're just individuals. We need to create our own army to do this.
And that army needs to be present at vaccine clinics. It needs to be present at schools. It needs to be present at emergency departments and hospitals. It needs to be present at drugstores and pharmacies. Because if these people aren't going to listen, then we need to turn up the volume. Now is not the time to say, oh, we are winning. Now is the time to pour it on. We will never prohibit you or your story from this program, and we will blast it loudly and from every rooftop. We will honor your son and his memory and his legacy, and that story can be used for such power in this world, and you're doing that. When so many other dads would just either be blind to what actually killed their son and deny it, they would feel guilt, and they would go in a fetal position and be useless sacks of crap on the floor, but no, not you. And that's what makes you a hero, because you are using the most horrific experience that a father could ever imagine, and you're turning it into a fight to protect other kids from being in early graves.
Yes, sir.
And I just want you to know that I personally, and this program and this platform, honors the hell out of you for that. I want you
thank
to know
you,
that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. And I hope to see you again so we can continue this fight.
We won't stop fighting until we take our last breath. I cannot imagine that pain. Every father, like Ernest said, should be out there. We have to stop this. I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L, that's how you spell it, curable.com. Go there, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. This is the CBD company that has saved me from so much physical pain. I had incapacitating, unimaginable, I mean, for 20 to 30 minutes every morning, could not even move after getting out of bed. It was just something that I grew accustomed to living with because of the arthritic pain in my shoulder, the endoclavicular joint, from abuse as an athlete, as a youngster. We abuse our bodies. Everybody has joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, especially as we grow older. But what about things like Parkinson's symptoms? Maybe your child suffers with ADHD. Try CBD and get it from curable.com because you know where it comes from. It's all sourced. All of the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. Plus, you get 20% off all of their products because you're part of the Stew Crew. Just use promo code STEW when you go to curable.com. The pain creams, the joint creams, the balms, the oils, all of it. 20% off site-wide. Use promo code STEW when you go to curable.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat or they're going to get acne or oily skin or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Welcome back. Eric Francis Coppolino has nearly four decades of experience as an investigative reporter focused on scientific fraud and corporate crime. No shortage of material there. All the way back when he was a 19-year-old college student, he exposed New York State's plan to rehabilitate the contaminated Love Canal neighborhood in Niagara Falls, where almost 1,000 homes and two elementary schools were built on top of, get this, 23,000 tons of chemical and nuclear waste. Three decades ago, Eric was one of the only reporters to cover a transformer accident at a New York public university, which eventually led to a cleanup costing more than $50 million. But since COVID arrived, Eric, like a lot of people, has focused his vast investigative powers onto this so-called pandemic. And specifically, he's done work exposing the fraudulent PCR tests that supposedly confirm COVID cases. We've talked a lot about that on this program. Well, according to Eric, the PCR tests are fake. We agree. Because COVID itself is fake. PCR tests themselves were never designed to test for COVID. The point of a PCR test is to specifically match genetic sequences so they can tell you if you have contracted something with a specific genetic sequence. Hello? But that only works if a sample of that genetic sequence actually exists in the first place. But nobody actually has a sample of COVID. Government-funded labs have simply created AI models of this disease, but there are no samples, no traces, nothing actually proving that SARS-CoV-2 is a physical disease strand. Instead, scientists have been using hypothetical viruses assembled from mixed biological samples. They're literally called mimicked human specimens and contrived viruses. Eric Francis Coppolino talks a lot about this at planetwaves.fm and COVID-19 news, but we want to hear more about that here. To that end, he joins us now. Eric, thank you so much for coming.
Stu, thank you. That's one of the best summaries I've heard in a long time.
So,
to about 20 seconds.
Yeah, so I'm sick. I have COVID. I tested positive. That's what it is.
Well, people believe that. But I woke up on March 3rd, 2020, with this whole bull storm brewing, feeling this great wave coming through. And I kind of had these, let's say, divine instructions to get to the bottom of the test. So I therefore knew to focus on one issue. It made it simpler than it would have been otherwise because it gave me a focal point. And it was obvious that everything was coming back to the test. Every claim of a case, every claim of a need to do something, every single last thing came back to the COVID PCR test. And I did not know what I was going to find. Like a lot of people, I knew that Fauci was a crook, but I also thought that just because you're a crook doesn't mean that you're wrong. So it wouldn't have been logical to say, well, this person's untrustworthy. They're saying there's this big problem. Therefore, we're going to not believe them. I apply the precautionary principle. You assume the worst until the data comes in, right? That's fairly straightforward, right?
Worst case that's what you're supposed planning. To do as a scientist or a doctor or a diagnostic expert. What we do know about the PCR test is a 97% false positive. You can run these things under your tap water and oftentimes get a positive result.
Yeah, so I can explain a little bit of how that all is, what that's all about. And I'll try to do this as succinctly as possible. What you discover when you look at the PCR is it has to have the thing it's looking for. It has to have an actual sample. So the PCR is fantastic for doing something like finding a known grape mold in wine, because the known grape mold has been identified and it can be sequenced, which means slicing it up into little bits and taking an absolutely unique strand of that genetic sequence. And if you find that in the wine, you've probably got the mold in the wine. Okay, so when you go looking for the thing that is supposed to be in part A of the machine, that is to say, the part that has the thing you're looking for, you quickly find that that does not exist. When you look at the history of all the so-called sequencing, you find that it's just one in silico sequence after another. They are not sequence, and sequence is the wrong word. It's a metagenomic script. They're not actually sequencing anything. They're building up completely ersatz, phony, hypothetical, artificial intelligence models that they claim are viruses, but not one iota of that thing they have, that AI model, has ever been shown to match a virus, come from a virus, or cause disease. So there is a 100% false positive rate. Now, it is worth noting, even though they're saying there's a lot of positives, now, it's worth noting that in 2007, there were a series of publications, one by the New York Times, but confirmed with Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center and the CDC, so the story checked out, that there was a pertussis outbreak, believed, pertussis outbreak at Dartmouth Medical School, probably the biggest thing in all of New Hampshire, God bless New Hampshire, and what they found, they claimed to have something like 140 cases of pertussis. This caused havoc at the medical school. I mean, can you imagine if they think they've got a pertussis outbreak at a med school and a teaching hospital? Complete disaster. But what they, because pertussis is a bacteria, they were able to do a second confirmatory culture, and they found out that every single one of those PCR positives was a false positive. So going into COVID in 2020, going into it on January 1st, 2020, we've got 44 cases out of Wuhan, blah, blah, blah. They knew they were going to be using a device that historically, in three separate incidents in 2006 and 2005, got 100% false positives. I mean, I think that's astounding. That shows you they knew what they were doing. And the PCR is not some kind of a flawed device. The PCR performed perfectly. It did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Which was gin up fake cases of COVID.
That's right.
And cause panic and fear.
Complete panic
and
fear.
And shut down schools and churches. And roll out injections and get everybody mandated, get everybody apart from each other, separate people from their loved ones, put them in the hospitals, give them a murderous protocol and kill them.
Yeah, that is absolutely accurate. Yes. And all of it based on the PCR. Now, the other thing is,
man attacked by great white shark off the coast of New York dies from COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Motorcycle accidents, freshwater drownings, the whole thing. No, there's still, the New York Times is still claiming 400 deaths a day of COVID. Now, this is really, really crazy. I mean, the New York Times has always been a little bit like that on environmental issues. But even the New York Times admitted in an article in late August of 2020 that 90% of the cases were false positives because they were running the cycle threshold. Most jurisdictions were running the cycle threshold at about 35 to 45 amplification cycles, which doubles the amount of tagged genetic material in the sample with each cycle. So they make this brew up and then they tag a certain thing using TAC polymerase and then they grab the primers, grab onto it, and then they start multiplying it. And it is commonly known that beyond 35 cycles, you only have one, I mean, sorry, at 35, you have one molecule of your target, one molecule. So one molecule is not going to hurt anyone.
Of a sequence that they made up, a mimicked human specimen.
Yeah, of a sequence they made up. And there's all kinds of other problems. The cycle threshold is the commonly known problem, but the manufacturing of the false positives is really in a very early stage called the reverse transcription phase, where they get all this material that's going to be falsely amplified. Then they basically leave the machine on all night. I mean, it's really like trying to fly to the moon in a Ford Pinto. It's completely ridiculous.
There were very specific symptoms, though. I remember I lost my taste and smell. Never before have I ever heard of a virus where that happened. You know, everybody kind of had the same different type of illness or sickness. So there certainly was something. People were getting sick with something different. There was no such thing as a normal fever anymore either. It had all of these very weird symptoms that went along with it. How do you explain that?
Well, the flu went away, first of all. Second, people are really paying attention. I mean, let's say you decide one day that you like Audis. You're going to see a lot of Audis driving
on the car. On the road. Yes, you are. Especially a specific color.
Now, the other thing is that when I looked up loss of taste and smell in the homeopathic repertory, that's an inventory of symptoms going back basically 250 years, 200 different remedies come up. So there's a lot of things that can cause loss of sense of taste and smell. And they were spraying a lot of stuff. They were spraying disinfectants everywhere. God knows what's coming from above, not all the way above. What's that stuff? Geoengineering. What is that stuff? And then there, I was really impressed by how few people cared about what was being sprayed on the subways and the buses when they were just spraying everything with disinfectant, shopping carts and so forth. This is all toxic chemicals. These are all going to have an effect. Now, I too lost my sense of taste and smell, but it happened, I think, early this year. I didn't think much of it. I let my dogs decide if they wanted to eat something, but it went away. But it came back much better than it did before. So we, just because there's not a virus, you can't say that the virus is a convenient explanation for a lot of things. Right?
I don't even know if I believe in viruses anymore. I think you could probably just add that to the list of things that are fake.
Well, that makes a very good point. Dr. Mark Bailey has a new paper called A Farewell to Virology, and the problem is not viruses. The problem is virology. Virology claims to be a science, but there's no independent variable. There are no controls in the experiments, and they never have once seen the thing they're looking for. I mean, imagine a baseball game where there's nine guys on the field and somebody at bat and umpires and a crowd, and they're going through all the motions. They're sliding into bases, they're swinging and missing, and the pitcher's winding up and throwing things, and there's double plays, but no one's ever seen the baseball. That's virology. It's all by inference.
Nobody's ever seen this virus, not in the wild.
No,
nobody
no
has
seen
a sample of SARS-CoV-2. Nobody has a sample of COVID-19. This is a contrived virus, a mimicked human specimen, AI on a computer in a lab.
Yeah.
The PCR test, Kerry Mullis told you it was a failure and then suddenly ended up dead. Unbelievable. You can hear about this
Mullis
and a whole lot
cancer.
More with Eric Francis Coppolino. I've got like 30 seconds left here. I want to get this in. Waves FM and COVID-19 news. That's where
Planet
people
Waves
can come
FM.
And find you.
PlanetWaves.fm.
PlanetWaves.fm. PlanetWaves.fm and COVID-19 news.
That'll get you everywhere.
Awesome. Excellent. Eric Francis Coppolino, come back sometime. You promise?
That's my time. I'm done.
Yeah, that's your time. You're done. Until we do it again, which I hope is very soon, make sure that you check him out at planetwaves.fm. That's Eric Francis Coppolino. James Roguski is in the green room. Lots to get to. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Magnesium Breakthrough is the first thing that comes to mind for the people that I love the most. I recommend to my closest friends and family when they say, hey, Stu, I'm having a hard time sleeping at night. All the stress, all the anxiety. It's causing low mood. I'm tossing and turning all night. Well, yeah, you're probably like 75% of the rest of America who suffers from a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium Breakthrough that you can find at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters has the 7 most critical types of magnesium for your body, which happens to be one of the most critical minerals for your body's overall function. Do the research yourself. I always encourage you to do that. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Combat stress and anxiety. Combat low mood. Combat depression. Combat sleepless nights that end you up in an early grave with Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So if, as Eric Coppolino argued just a few minutes ago, that COVID itself isn't real, well, then it's no surprise that the vaccines have been a total failure at anything except killing people, of course. So now the mission is to handle the aftermath of these shots. Well, over on his Substack page, James Roguski has a new post about a new coalition of doctors that has stepped up to fight against official misinformation about the shots and the plandemic. These doctors hail from Mexico and Spain, Africa, America, everywhere else that you can possibly imagine. They didn't know each other until they came together to resist the shots, and now they're teaming up to try to declare a global medical crisis over these shots. James Roguski joins us now to discuss this a little bit more. So what would this declaration do exactly?
It's very, very simple. Doctors around the world are finding, you know, that they're dealing with medical conditions that don't respond to normal treatment. You've reported on, you know, so many things too. I'm sure your audience is aware of, you know, the side effects and the problems. But doctors are coming face to face, you know, in their practice with patients who are clearly harmed. And there's, you know, there's no insurance code for a vaccine injury and how to treat it. But what they're finding is that, you know, the normal things that they would do for treatment, just to give one simple example, you know, someone comes in and their heartbeat is racing, you know, at 180 beats per minute. And to try to calm that down, it, you know, the treatments are just not working. So around the world, doctors are seeing this myriad of problems. And so a number of them came together, made a declaration that basically said, look, number one, we have to stop the shots. We have to stop this experiment, and we have to investigate what's going on. They have an 8-point plan where my mind became very clear on this was when I was doing my 90-second presentation to the WHO, which midnight tonight is when they're going to start playing that Pacific time. I realized that they were asking, meaning the WHO was asking, what might we do in the future to deal with pandemics? And I realized, wait a minute, we already have the next pandemic. The next pandemic is upon us right now. It's called vaccine injury, disability, and death.
Yes.
And it's undeclared. And the medical crisis declaration is essentially declaring something that the WHO is failing to declare. They're trying to hide it. We are in the middle of the next pandemic. It is upon us. It is vaccine injury. It's worldwide, and its cause are the things that they keep sticking in people's arms. And, you know, we will not be able to stop necessarily the damage that has already been done to half of the world, but we can stop, you know, injecting babies. We can stop injecting people who haven't and trying to force this upon people, you know, with an unstudied bivalent, you know, booster. That's just a murder weapon.
Yeah, so the Pfizer CEO got COVID again for the 6th time this week. Of course, he says that's because he hasn't had the bivalent injection or the pill, or he hasn't watered his houseplants in vaccine, whatever it is. How long is it going to take before American doctors actually face the music and admit that these shots are killing people and causing all of the problems that are presenting themselves in their clinics and offices and emergency departments every day?
Well, you know, some doctors will never see the light. Dr. Ben Marble has been on this, you know, for months and months and months, you know, hashtag stop the shots. Okay. A number of doctors stood up and rose to the occasion, you know, months ago. I'm sure you've interviewed many and you know many. It just is starting to coalesce. Just yesterday, there was a presentation about a published paper that, again, there's another article on my Substack about it, where now in medical journals, if you read that recent article, you'll see that what is now published in a peer-reviewed journal, your readers will read that article and read that paper, and they go, well, we've been saying this for a year and a half, okay? It's starting to creep into the official narrative. The official narrative is clearly crumbling. And so one of the things that the WHO does is they only want to hear, on Thursday and Friday, they're going to have these public meetings. They only want to hear from their list of what they call relevant stakeholders, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, those kinds of things. What we need to do is we need to be wooden stakeholders and drive a stake and a silver bullet through the heart of this false narrative. It's crumbling. The facts are becoming, you know, evident even in the mainstream. And so now is not the time to go, oh, you know, we're winning and people are starting to wake up. Now is the time to work even harder and just point out to people, because the evidence is just absolutely overwhelming.
Yeah, I thought that the narrative was crumbling as well. And then I thought, well, these doctors are only doing this because of the money. I mean, this is how they can bill an insurance company. No, you don't have a vaccine injury. You have COVID again. Here's another $100,000 for our medical institution, our for-profit business. But here's the deal. It's not really just about money. And how much is the narrative actually crumbling? I was just with a double board certified pediatric physician who is a college medical school instructor. I cannot say the college. I cannot say the university that she is an instructor at, a professor at a medical school. She was talking about the fallout and the harms of these shots. She brought the insert from one of these so-called fake vaccines into her medical students that says intentionally blank. Those are the only words that are on it. You may have seen a picture on my Telegram. I was just in Idaho presenting before lawmakers. She told me that her medical students then went to the university faculty, to the administration there, and complained about her, saying that she caused them trauma because she spoke against these vaccines. This is a religious sacrament at this point. You're causing medical students trauma by talking about the facts surrounding this bioweapon injection. How do we break through that mental crisis?
I don't think 1984 redefined truth as trauma, okay? But that's what we're dealing with. I want to bring in a weird analogy, okay? Because I saw this in the news the other day, with what happened with the gas pipeline, you know, from Germany, from sure. Russia to Germany. They showed photographs of, you know, gas bubbling up in the ocean. And what they said is it's very dangerous because if a boat were to get into that area, it would literally just fall right down because it's actually air, not water, okay? And so a very dangerous thing. What these doctors who are still attempting to deny the truth are going to deal with is their world is going to cave in underneath them, because from below, everyone is aware. I just published an article where there's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of studies showing that things like curcumin and vitamin D and vitamin A and zinc and all that. I mean, the studies are there that natural things, you know, help with COVID. The studies are there. There's 1,000 studies that I have on another article where the vaccines are dangerous. Kudos to the doctors who have put out medicalcrisisdeclaration.com, because they have the guts to say, stop the shots. Kudos to Dr. Ben Marble, who's been saying stop the shots, you know, for months.
Love that
kudos
guy.
Kudos to anybody else who, you know, you and your audience and the people that you know and the circle that you run in. You know, I actually dug up, you know, I had a 10 reasons to stop the shots back in July of 2021. I was like, oh, I don't even remember doing that. That was like a lifetime ago. Okay. And so what we're dealing with now is They're going to try to distract us with winter and gas prices and heating and the economy and inflation and war and all that sort of stuff. And all of those things are important. But now everybody who understands and has understood for years, we need to be even more organized and more focused and just put an end to this, because they have a plan to do 500 vaccines. I mean, they're trying to set this up as a platform that they can put whatever mRNA they want into it. They want to get it approved on the childhood schedule so that, you know, then it's still covered, you know, by liability protection. Now is the time to turn up the volume, not to go, oh, you know, we're starting to win, people are starting to see it. It's starting to get into the place where cardiologists who used to speak out for the vax are publishing papers in peer-reviewed journals that your readers and your viewers, if they read that article, they'll be like, well, we've been saying this forever, okay? Now is the time to really focus and put an end to this. We can stick a stake through the heart of their narrative, shoot it with a silver bullet, and, you know, bury it 6 feet under, because they're going to keep trying to resuscitate it.
There's no question about that at all whatsoever.
And so kudos to the doctors who have come together, put their names on the line saying, look, we're standing against these shots. At this point, what people need to do is go to every doctor you can find and go, which side of this are you on? Go to every politician you can find and go, you're either for stopping these shots and pulling them off the market. You know, if this was Tylenol, you know, 20 years ago, and there was some kind of contaminant and it gets pulled off the market, if it was tryptophan that had, you know, one little problem in one plant, these products are contaminated. They're dangerous. They should be pulled from the market. And if anybody is not saying that they need to be pulled from the market immediately, then they're on the wrong side of history, and they're on the side of crimes against humanity.
I agree. Two kids recently murdered by this Pfizer shot in their teens. That story is, by the way, repeated millions of times. It's going to be, anyhow. Mainstream press finally forced to cover that. Major broadcast networks finally forced to cover the fact that just hours after their booster shots, these two teen kids just dropped dead, otherwise physically healthy. You mentioned war, you cover it. Ukraine or the pandemic treaty, a whole lot more, the WHO stuff that's going on, jamesroguski.substack.com. Do you want to dox yourself and give out your phone number again?
All the time.
Do
my
it.
My phone number is 310-619-3055. Your audience is the best. Thursday and Friday, the 29th and the 30th, the intergovernmental negotiating body of the WHO will be discussing their quote-unquote pandemic treaty. They're supposed to be playing a collection, two separate collections of 3 hours each, one on Thursday, one on Friday, of what supposedly people around the world submitted for their 90-second videos. What you're probably not going to hear in their discussion is, you know, the benefit of nutrition and essential medications. You're not going to hear anything about the dangers of the injections. What you're going to hear is, you know, they want more money. They actually want the WHO to be in charge of overseeing gain of function research. Okay. They want the WHO to get $60 billion a year.
And legalize illegal research, to weaponize it in bioweapons labs across the world to infect and intentionally push out more and more illness, to depopulate the planet through their injection rollout of over 500 of these mRNA vaccines and flu shots and nasal swabs and inhalants and patches. You name it, it's coming. James Roguski, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding.
herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
We've talked about the eye-popping drop in IQ across the country, really around the world. Could drop 7 points from its peak, which is a huge deal because this causes all kinds of problems in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our cities, across the country. More crime. More problems, less focus, less drive, less creativity, more dirt bags, essentially. Well, you can actually boost your IQ and keep it there with the Nootropics brain supplements that you'll find at Nootopia.com/StuGenius. I don't know if I like that or not. Whatever, that's what they want you to go to. Nootopia.com/StuGenius. When you're there, you fill out the personal questionnaire. This is how you process information, how you deal with distractions on a daily basis, and then a custom package is sent to you. Whether you're looking for more drive or more aggression, more focus, more creativity, you want to be a better mom, a better homeschooler, a better boss, a better executive, entrepreneur, business owner, all of these things, be at your peak performance mentally. Go to Nootopia.com/StuGenius. Again, Nootopia.com/StuGenius. It's hard to say with a straight face. All of us here across the Stu Peters Network are praying for our family in Florida. We know that you're going through absolute hell right now, including Carlos Cortez, whose office is based in Florida. He's not stopping, though. Make sure that you go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. The Carlos Cortez free summit starting right now, how to beat the recession. We're out of time for today. We will see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.